Son of a Witch, Disc 9.
Cambrisha's Cradle. 1. The walk back was faster. Now that his bones were knitted, all this trekking was building up muscle again. He hurt, but solidly, recuperatively. The disappointments afforded little by way of tracks, goat paths, stream sides, where the going was smoother, though the cover less useful. Arriving back at Applepress Farm an hour shy of dawn, he was unwilling to frighten Candle by approaching in the dark. He found an old tree on the edge of the orchard still forcing out small, deformed fruit, and he made a breakfast for himself, shivering with his hands in his armpits. He tried to feel the day warm instant by instant as the sun rose over the horizon, but his apparatus for appreciating with impunity. She was lucky she wasn't caught, as the donkey and the cock weren't exactly keeping their whereabouts secret. The cock sounded like a tenor. With all that noise, she'd be stirring by now. Still, he waited till he saw the smoke from the kitchen chimney roll up, and he heard a window shutter bark against the stone. He came toward the house, ready to call out, but she was standing in the doorway on one foot.
"Isn't it cold out there in the orchard?"
"You've been clearing the undergrowth."
"The donkey has. Makes my life easier. He's done enough for a kitchen garden. If we remove a few more trees, we'll have a good open space, and fertile, by the look of it. But we'll need fencing against the donkey and other comers. Why do you loiter? Come in. You mustn't
for reading the present. She'd probably known he was there, and indeed, she admitted as much when asked. His fists the folds of her simple broadcloth sleeping tunic. But she ducked into the shadowy doorway before he could embrace her, as if his time away had made them strangers again.